This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the 21st installment of the Prime Minister Kisan scheme in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu. More than 18,000 crore rupees were released to support 9 crore farmers across the country. The Prime Minister today participated in South India Natural Farming Summit at Coimbatore. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is becoming a global hub in natural farming and its biodiversity is taking a new shape. He said agricultural exports has doubled and the government has taken steps to modernize the agriculture practices. He said farmers received the benefits of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressing the gathering while participating in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi, Andhra Pradesh, said the government has expanded social security coverage from 25 crore people in 2014 to nearly 100 crore people at present. The Prime Minister said that across the country, more than 4 crore such accounts have been opened so far, with savings of nearly 3.5 lakh crore rupees, reflecting growing financial security for the girl children. Marking the centenary, he released a special commemorative 100 coin rupees and a set of special postage stamps honoring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba along with Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu. In Bihar, the NDA will elect the leader of its legislative party today. JDU leader and outgoing Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is likely to be the unanimously chosen as the leader of the NDA legislative party. Earlier today, a meeting of the Janata Dal United legislative party was held at the Chief Minister's residence, in which Nitish Kumar was unanimously elected as the leader of the legislative party. Meanwhile, in the BJP Legislative Party meeting, Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary was elected the leader of the Legislative Party and Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the Deputy Leader. Nitish Kumar will take oath tomorrow for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar. Eminent citizens, including judges and retired bureaucrats, have written an open letter condemning the Congress Party and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for the attempt to tarnish constitutional bodies like the Election Commission of India. The letter has been signed by 272 eminent citizens, consisting of 16 judges, 123 retired bureaucrats, including 14 ambassadors and 133 retired armed forces officers. In Chhattisgarh, the special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls is underway in full swing. Under the campaign that began on the 4th of November, nearly 99% of registered voters in the state have so far been provided with enumeration forms. Booth level officers appointed across all assembly constituencies are reaching out to households to distribute and collect these forms. President Draupadi Murmu today said that Digital India is a transformative initiative that has opened doors to countless opportunities by bringing technology within the reach of citizens. Addressing the 5th annual convocation of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi, the President said that institutions like NITs can play a vital role in creating model digital villages and urge the students to think in new directions and strive to discover technologies that do not yet exist. Supreme Court bench of Chief Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice K. Vinod Chandran today struck down several provisions of the 2021 Tribunals Reforms Law related to the appointment, tenure and service conditions of members of various tribunals. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.